Monday through Friday, daily devotional. Sweet the name of Jesus. Jesus is the well of God, brings living water to a thirsty soul. Hello, welcome back again to the devotional as we are going through the book of Genesis. And so today we are going to see Cain and Abel, the first home violence, the first murder. Now, according to the Bureau of Justice Statistics Special Report, a survey of murder cases disposed in 1988 in the courts of large urban counties found that 16% of murder victims were members of the defendant's family. 16%. 6.5% were killed by their spouses, 3.5% by their parents, and 1.9% by their own children, 1.5% by their siblings, and 2.6% by other relatives. Here we see family violence. And we see today we are going to see Cain and Abel, the first family violence, the first murder. This is all because of sin. Here we see the result of sin. The first son of Adam was Cain, and he was a murderer. We see man's religion of good works before God and a guilty sinners who deserve God's wrath. And here we see God's mercy for the guilty sinners. We see in this story two people coming to the presence of the Holy God. And you know the story. Cain came to God without any guilt before the Holy God. He brought fruits from his own labor. On the other hand, we see Abel came to God as a guilty sinner. He killed the best animal out of his flock, and he made a blood sacrifice. Abel realized his guilt of sin before the Holy God. As a guilty sinner, he realized that he deserved God's punishment. But when he came to God, he realized that he deserved punishment, and God has to be satisfied. God needs to be satisfied. How can he satisfy God? He brought, by faith, an innocent animal that he killed. He punished the animal for his sins. The animal was punished for his sins. And a blood sacrifice was made. And he brought that animal by faith to God. How did Cain satisfy God? Well, by his own labor. By his own good works. He brought some of the fruits. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4, here is a kind of reveals the truth. In Hebrews 11:4, it says here, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, which he obtained witness that he was righteous. And here whenever we come to God, we are coming either to show two classes of people. One class of people come to God to show how righteous they are. The other class of people come to God that they are with their sin, that they are guilty before God. They are unrighteous before God. And we see the good story of the Pharisee and the tax collector. Both came to God. And one came as a righteous person, the other one came as a sinner, as guilty before God. And Jesus said, it is not the Pharisee who was justified, but the tax collector. Now, we see Cain's religion was the works of, is the good works of his own labor. And here we see he came on his own righteousness. But we know God is infinitely righteous, and we can never come to God with our own righteousness to please him. Our righteousness is like a filthy rag to the Lord, the Bible says. Abel, his faith made a blood sacrifice for his sins, and God had favor on Abel. Today, how many are trusting in their good works? Many believe that they are saved and they can go to heaven after they die, because God will accept their good works. They have this thinking, this human thinking, that God is going to overweigh their good works, their good works will overweigh their bad sins. So they trust in their good works, thinking that God is going to consider their good works more than their bad works, more than their sins. So the good things they have done, that they can attain heaven. How many people you hear today, even the rich people who give money for the poor and who do good things, and they broadcast to the whole world, when Jesus said, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Don't go and with a trumpet and tell the whole world how good you are. Then you already received your reward. But that's the way the world is doing. So they think of their good works can go to heaven. This is the deception of the enemy. Trusting in their good works, what they have done. This is the religion of Cain. This is the religion of, this is the mother of all the religions that came from Cain, is their good works. Your good works cannot attain salvation. But Abel came to God as a guilty sinner, trusting by faith in a blood sacrifice. Because Hebrews chapter 9 verse 22 says, almost all things, you know, there is no forgiveness of sins without the shedding of blood. So Abel's religion is the true religion, because he looked forward to the ultimate sacrifice of the Lamb of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. Cain hated Abel because Abel was righteous before God. God accepted Abel's sacrifice. Cain hated, and there was anger that was harbored in Cain's heart. He was not satisfied until he murdered his own brother. The world and the other religions will hate the true Christians. If you are a true Christian, even your own blood, your own relatives, your own brothers and sisters, maybe your own parents may hate you, if you're a true Christian. And we see how there was anger harbored in Cain's heart, and he was not satisfied until he murdered his own brother. The world and the true religions are going to hate the Christian. They will persecute the true Christians. And because the true Christians, they love the Lord Jesus Christ, they love the Word of God, uphold God's law above everything else. As God is righteous, we need God's righteousness to go to heaven. There's no room in heaven for man's righteousness. We come to God as guilty, filthy, miserable sinners, and we deserve the wrath of God. So we trust in the ultimate, one and only sacrifice, the precious Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ, my friend, meditate on this today.
Think about the Lord Jesus Christ. Think all what He has done for you. Oh, come and lay your head on the bosom of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will have comfort, you will have peace, and you will be cheerful no matter what, and think what